Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, managing workers who are stressed out by political discussions at the office, and on a related note, the saloon in New Mexico that has a remedy for today's divisive political discourse. It's also got a very catchy name for a bar. Those stories after this. As a small business owner, you need protection for your physical and financial assets. From general and professional liability insurance to business owners and commercial auto policies, GEICO can help. Go to geicocommercial.com for your free quote and see how much you could save today. According to new Pew Research, large majorities of Americans say conversations about politics have become stressful experiences they prefer to avoid, with 85% saying discussions are less respectful and fact-based and more negative than ever. That said, as the 2020 race heats up, can you take steps at your small business to protect civil discourse in the workplace? We're joined now by John Baldoni, executive coach and author of a new book called Grace, A Leader's Guide to a Better Us. He's based in Ann Arbor, Michigan. John, what do you recommend?
Well, I think politics for smart folks in the workplaces, they avoid it because you don't know where your counterpart size. So it's one of those things where it's best left unsaid. Now, we always used to say that, of course, but now because our national discourse is rancorous with both sides feel animus toward another, that cannot help but bleed over into the workplace. So I think that the thing is those in management to say, hey, let's avoid the politics, but if we're going to talk it, let's talk civilly. And you could use it as a lesson. You know, let's exchange, open exchange of ideas, just as we do with our projects. And so it's up to management to say, hey, let's use language that reflects our values. Now, if you have a teammate that's out of line on that, you can make it known to him or her that their remarks don't reflect yours. It's okay to have an opinion, but let's keep our language civil. And civility is what built this country. You know, we go back to our founders a lot, and they disagreed with one another, but they believed in one thing, and that was a unity and a culture, e pluribus unum, from many, one. Mm-hmm. And that's today, but we sort of lost that.
We're speaking with John Baldoni, executive coach and author of a book called Grace, A Leader's Guide to a Better Us. And we're talking about protecting civil discourse in the workplace. So oftentimes this is easier said than done. If you're a manager, say, trying to lead a discussion on how to be civil, what are you saying to your team?
Well, it's a good thing you say that, because I think employees are looking for that. Research shows that employees want their leaders to take a moral stand on issues. That doesn't mean politics, but stand up for what they believe in right. So when a leader says, or a manager says, look, we're going to discuss this issue, whatever it is, focus on the workplace, let's exchange ideas. It's okay to be disagree, but let's not be disagreeable. Let's make sure we use words that affirm our ideas and affirm the humanity of others, but we don't take wisecracks at others at someone else's expense.
If somebody's not being civil, is that a fireable offense, or do they fall back on, hey, it's my First Amendment right to express my views?
That's a very good thing. No, but you can set up standards that say it's not appropriate to use terminology like that. It's not a terminology. You cannot act in a bigoted manner. All of those things, whatever the company says they are, yes, you have your First Amendment rights, but you have an obligation to your employer to abide by their values, and most employers would have policies that say, we treat one another with civilly and with respect.
Thanks, John. John Baldoni, executive coach, again, author of a new book called Grace, A Leader's Guide to a Better Us. More after this.
This human resources professional is crushing it, thanks to Kronos. And this is his hype song.
You can fall back with the pack. I'm a leader pack.
I've got HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. Now we are
engaging all the best people.
Blast off to the front of the field. This is
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Coming up next, the New Mexico Saloon with a very catchy name and a unique approach to politics.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
A saloon in a New Mexico ghost town attracts regulars with diverse backgrounds and opinions with a promise to have dialogue. The Albuquerque Journal says the bar, called the No Scum Allowed Saloon in White Oaks, New Mexico, pulls in people from around the state and sometimes tourists from overseas because of its reputation and catchy name. The owner, Karen Haunis, who also works as a school psychologist, is one of the nine people who lives in White Oaks. She says the saloon's regulars often exceed the town's population. She says the saloon cultivates civil discourse among visitors. The town was founded after gold was discovered in the region in 1879. Outlaw Billy the Kid is said to have visited White Oaks, often looking for a good time. People moved out, though, as gold mining evaporated, with the last mine closing in 1930. Today, the No Scum Allowed Saloon's regulars make up to about three times the town's single-digit population. White Oaks, by the way, is about 160 miles southeast of Albuquerque. Reminder, the Small Business Report is found on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.